live and direct from the ethers. Now it's all in your speakers.
Yo.
Yo.
What's good?
And welcome back to the Royal Flush.
Hey, episode, what is this, 4 or 5?
I don't even know. We done did so many. I forgot. But happy Black History Month still, y'all. Real talk. Black Panther is officially out this weekend. So if you haven't seen it, go check that. No spoilers, because I still haven't watched it. But I'm saying, go see that shit.
That's the most, you know, for movies, for Marvel movies, these cartoon comic book movies and shit. That's like the highest
pre-selling.
Yeah. Fucking before the advanced tickets and shit, like it's the highest so far. I mean, all black cast like that. That's amazing, man. I heard Lupita. She looked nice in there too.
And,
yeah, I never really gave her, you know, that much thought until now. But also, I don't know the lady's name, Michonne from The Walking Dead, the bald headed black chick that wears the dreads in The Walking Dead. I heard she did good too. I heard it was good. I heard it was real good. It's very impressive. So,
I heard that too. But I definitely got to go see it this weekend. I haven't really had time to do anything yet. But this weekend, it's a must. I'm going to see it. So y'all should check it out too.
You know what too though. When I was younger, I ain't never when I seen a Black Panther come on like Spider-Man or, you know, come on show, like when he show up, it wasn't nothing. It was nothing crazy. It was just a nigga in a suit. Dressed up like a cat. Nah, for real, for real. Nobody was checking for Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Until recently. They had a whole Black Panther cartoon, too. I think it was a season long.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that. Somebody on my Facebook timeline. I forget who it was.
Yeah, it was a season long, and it tell you the whole, like, it didn't sugarcoat anything. It told you the whole story, how his wife was Storm and all that shit from X-Men and all that. They don't like these movies. They're not even going to mention that. You know, it's a whole different thing. But yeah, definitely check out that Black Panther. I like that guy. I think his name is Chadwick. Chadwick something. I forgot his last name. He's good. I seen him.
You know, I don't know nobody's name. Shit.
I seen him in that movie, with the James Brown movie. He played James Brown to a T.
Oh, yeah. And what else did he play? Did he play in Creed? No, the director directed Creed.
Directed Creed. Michael B. Johnson was in Creed.
Was in Creed. Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling Creed, man. I'd rather see 90-year-old Rocky battling a walker or some shit. Battling the nurse at a nursing home or some shit. Like, I'd rather see. I wasn't feeling Creed. Creed wasn't for me at all. I don't think the story could, you can't flip a story like that. You know what I mean? That's like Back to the Future. Like if they start just talking about Doc Brown, not even mentioning Marty McFly no more, it just kind of looks stupid.
I got you. Things that makes sense.
Yeah, things like that. Like nostalgic things like that. I mean, it's good to see the story continue, but when you branch off and try to create a different story, It looks like a big crash, like a cash and grab type thing. Like it's,
there were holes in the story, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I like the whole thing. You know what I mean? That he was Creed's son, and you know his dad died and all that. But was Felicia Rashad in there? Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show. Was she the mom?
I don't know.
I could swear she was the mom. She still looked good, man. That lady.
You know, black don't crack.
No. Oh shit. All right, let's get with the show today.
I mean, first off, I gotta say, my bad, we missed last week, y'all. But we here today. As you see, we is here today. And I feel as though because it's Black History Month, that means we should be able to show up late on purpose and shit. Just cause I'm saying
I'm on time.
Everything black, including fucking CP time. I'm just saying.
I'm on time. I made it.
I'm on time.
As long as I make it, that's it. It don't matter about what time I show up.
We here. That's the point, is we here. But the first thing I really want to do is shout out Drake. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that actually know me looking at their phone mad confused right now. because they never thought they'd ever hear the day I said anything shouting out to Drake, bigging him up. But you know what? I heard, what's that drink? Diplomatic Immunity.
Yeah.
And before I even really get into it, I'm going to let y'all listen to a couple bars real quick.
Those niggas started talking to me like I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course. This promise shit is getting out of line, like when you make a stencil. Or getting out of line, like when you break a pencil. I broke all the codes for zoning in my residential. I broke spirits that I never meant to. 2010 was when I lost my halo. 2017, I lost a J-Lo. A Rotterdam trip had me on front page, though.
I felt like that shit was kind of tough.
Yeah.
And y'all know I don't fuck with Drake, like, at all. Like, I don't fuck with Drake. Once I figured out he had a ghostwriter, once I figured out that he was, like, a performer and not a rapper, you know what I'm saying? I didn't fuck with him. But I feel like this shit, he actually wrote that shit. I feel like something about that just, you know what I'm saying, you felt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that.
But you fuck with Kanye, though.
Oh, here we go. Yes, I fuck with Kanye, but I feel like it's a different level. There's levels to this shit. And you can't tell me that Drake having a fucking writer on every song is the same as Kanye having, you know what I'm saying, a couple writers. You know what I'm saying? Like, on every track.
Couple song? Writers, man.
Ah, don't do it.
Wow. Couple writers, man. Holy shit. Wow, you're missing a few thousand.
Don't do it, because we can't talk about that part. I told y'all last time, we not talk about that part. Because some people be trying to get at me on that part. He had like 75 fucking writers listed on that shit.
Yo, I'm telling you, some of it is the sampling. If they sample a song, they have to mention the artist and every artist that was involved with that sample. So all of that could be also sampling, but at the same time, I don't doubt Kanye didn't have 95 writers do it for him.
Nah, man. I just feel like something about Kanye.
But the thing, too, you got to look at it. If Sci-Hi is on the track, Sci-Hi is the main writer. He ain't going to let, you know, some no-name dude come in there and write the track. Sci-Hi is going to write the entire track with Kanye in mind.
That is true, though.
You know?
I mean, but Sci-Hi don't count as a, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sci-Hi on the team anyway. Well, I mean, he would count as a ghostwriter, but just Sci-Hi is just dope anyway. So, I don't know.
I've been waiting for Sci-Hi to drop. I know you heard the song, Father, what's the Father Spread My Hands or something like that? On Kanye's The Life of Pablo? The one with Kid Cudi, the second track.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the original had Sci-Hi on it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
If you want to play that.
So God, please don't judge me. Drake's gonna love me. Freeze gonna fuck me. How could a young nigga be so lucky? No Luciano, Giuliano. I done changed up. Sci-Hi, I'ma lead a life focus. Boy, I'ma see them like a low cut. Niggas ain't so what? Ever since I blowed up, you ain't gonna be shit. At least that's what they told us.
Because that was fire.
For today, we're gonna have a special segment at the end for tracks that just don't get enough light. You know what I'm saying? Like, slept on tracks of the fucking week. Because, like, people be sleeping for real on some good music, nonetheless. Like, y'all listen to all that Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. My nigga, can he freestyle for real?
I know, but I know he shot himself or he shot in his house. He got arrested for that.
Oh, yeah. He did get arrested for that. I don't think he shot himself. He did not put a Lil Wayne. He didn't Cheddar Bob himself. I think he just shot at something in the crib. And it was just, you know what I'm saying? I think he got arrested for that. But he's still a minor, though. So that was probably against the law. Maybe that's why he got locked up. He's still a fucking minor. How the fuck did you get a gun?
With the power of a celebrity, man. And not even that. Anybody could get a gun, you know what I mean? And I hate to segue to this so early, but, you know, with the most... All over the news with the most recent news with the school shootings and what's occurring in the world. It's sad. It's tragic. I don't really watch the news like that, but something like that you can't ignore. It just, I've been, you know, I'm 30. I've seen and heard many of school shootings, Virginia.
You old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yo, I've heard so many. Damn, you better edit that out. Yo, I've heard so many shootings, like Virginia Tech and Columbine and all these types of shootings. They had the religious shooting at the mosque. They had the one in Vegas recently. There was two prominent ones that occurred this year. I mean, not prominent. Everything that occurred this year was prominent, but there was two that was stand out in the news, even though there was 18 so far school shootings, and we're in the month of February. The thing that
February.
Yeah, we're in February, and 18 already occurred. The thing that bothers me is that the value of life is nothing to the government. Humans, people, society is invaluable. If something like this occurred, like basically 9/11, when 9/11 occurred, government buildings were at risk, government officials, everything was at risk, and they created and implemented rules and regulations afterwards. That's why it's so hard to get fucking on your plane nowadays compared to back in the day. And they had fire marshals, they had, you know, U.S. marshals, I mean, on planes. They have everything set for this not to occur ever again. How come we can't do that in schools? You know what I mean? How come we can't send your kid to school to learn and to better themselves and not have to worry that they're not going to come back because somebody with a mental disability or somebody that got bullied or somebody that just, you know, wants to make a name for themselves, anything of that nature, you know?
Well, here's the thing about that. Y'all president, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say y'all because you were talking about Trump last episode, how he got you that extra $2,000 for next year.
Yeah.
Y'all President Trump did reverse that regulation that Obama had set in place so that way people with mental illness wouldn't be able to get a gun.
I think that mental health is your problem here. We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. Really,
nigga? Now, you know what I'm saying? People were upset that Trump really didn't come out and do a good job at making a speech for the victims of, you know, this Parkland, Florida shooting. However, at the same time, he can't say much because he just reversed that regulation. You know what I'm saying? This kid is supposedly mentally ill, or so his lawyers are trying to make it seem, that he hears voices and, you know, and basically that he's an orphan child and shit like that. They're trying to paint a picture. You can't all of a sudden, you know, go against the grain here, especially because they're trying to say he's an orphan kid. Like, that shit to me is crazy because fucking Tamir Rice, he was holding a gun. Fucking cops rolled up on him. He was 12 years old and they tried to depict him as being a man. You know what I'm saying? This 19-year-old kid gets expelled. He's butthurt over something. Yeah, I get it. He had a rough life. His mom just died. His dad died when he was like 11 or something like that. But as much as people be trying to get at, you know, the Black community and how, you know, where some people are raised in single parent homes and their mother is never home and they don't have a father figure and we're ghetto for things like that. You don't see Black people going into school shooting it up because we ain't had nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as though him being orphaned shouldn't be an excuse at all, at all. Like, that shit is kind of crazy to me. And I know a lot of people are going to go through this cycle. I seen a meme on Facebook basically saying that we go through this all the time. There's a mass shooting. Everybody gets on Facebook talking about, you know, giving prayers and condolences to the families and the victims. Then we all get in this crazy debate about what to do. Then everybody gets quiet. You know what I'm saying? Congress doesn't do shit. Everybody's quiet about it. And then another mass shooting happens. And then we start it all over again. And that's exactly what ends up happening. But here goes the debates again. You know, people are basically saying, should there be more security in schools? And then when we start seeing all these videos of the fucking security guards that, since you guys want them to have guns and shit, of course, you know, the ones that are triggered because they're either retired police or active police, they're tired, you know, they're coming from other places, like stuff like that. When we see these videos of them manhandling kids, then y'all gonna be tight. So which one is it? Do you want more security? Do you want them to have guns? You know what I'm saying?
I think they should, anything that has an assembly of 50 people or more, for each 50, should have a person who is licensed with a firearm present. if there was, I'm not saying that, you know, you could prevent tragedies, but you could definitely, you know, deter it, or you can make that number less. There were so many people that lost their lives in the school shooting. You know, it's tragic. It's messed up. It's a cruel world we lived in. And I mean, I used to be, when I was younger in high school, I used to be in biology, sitting back, you know, with learning all this biology shit, hoping that somebody would come through and blow my brains out. I'm just lucky that, you know, I ain't had that happen to me. So it's fucked up, man. It's a fucked up thing. It's a fucked up world.
I just want to let y'all kids know that we do not condone gun violence or suicide attempts, as Cliff just decided to name. I'm just saying, it is a tough world, though. It is crazy. I know some people were on Facebook, like, debating, basically saying that teachers should be allowed to carry guns. And then some people went a little bit further and said not only should teachers be able to carry guns, but school should either pay for the guns or should reimburse the teachers for the guns. But I mean, honestly, truthfully, like a couple months ago, Baltimore, they didn't even have heat. They was teaching kids how to stay warm in kindergarten classrooms. There was a video that was released. Just a Mess had, Jess Hilarious, I don't know why I always call her Just a Mess. Jess Hilarious had posted that on her Instagram a little while ago, basically showing that video. So if they don't even have heat in certain places, you know damn well they hardly have school supplies. You want them to reimburse teachers for fucking guns now?
Step, man. Ain't nobody trying to buy that step.
Like, come on. And then y'all got teachers that shouldn't be teachers anyway. You know what I'm saying? Some people still complaining that some teachers is racist. Like, do you really want just random teachers carrying guns? Is that what we're doing now? Isn't that what security is supposed to be for? Like, these are all valid questions.
Racism is a thing that you can't remove. It's always going to exist. I'm actually racism. When a person is racist and they're openly racist, I'm more appreciative of that compared to the person who's going to be fictitious with you. And then when you leave, they're racist, or like the social racist or incidental racist. Like, there's different. Racism.
Incidental racist. Like, hey, I'm gonna accidentally say this racist joke.
No, incidental.
Like, I'm not racist. I have
incidental, not accidental. Incidental. An incident occurs. Like, say if not to be vulgar, but say if an incident occurs with somebody who is Caucasian and their daughter was sexually assaulted by somebody who's black, and because of, you know, the occurrence and the anger, they just, that nigger, you know, something like that. Incidental, not accidental. An incident occurs that triggers the racism.
Well, speaking of an accident occurred that triggers some racism, not to say that an accident occurred, but fucking like a week ago, LeBron James was being interviewed on Fox News. And he was basically stating how Trump isn't for the people. Trump doesn't do shit for the people. And the news host basically came out and told him to shut up and dribble the ball. Like,
really, nigga? Just
dribble the ball, you clown.
Like, what? I'm getting flush just for that. I'm surprised LeBron didn't come over the fucking table. I'm just saying, I'm surprised LeBron didn't find him and choke him out type. Like, how dare you shut up and dribble? Like, excuse the hell out of me. Excuse me. Like,
right now, not to get off LeBron, but it's technically I'm still on LeBron. Pause.
Yo, men have to do pause at the weirdest moments. Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if this is Mo or not, but you know, I'm gonna back up and say pause as a
I would just circulate it. I mean, if applicable, if it's not applicable, then it's cool with me. I'm just using it anyway. But this basketball league we got, it's like they're obviously aging and they're eventually going to retire. I don't see anybody carrying the light right now that hasn't been carrying the light for the last 10 years. I don't see nobody new in the NBA that's holding that down. You know, it's always LeBron. I mean, Carmelo does do his thing here and there, but you know what I mean? It's CP3, you know, all these dudes, man.
Worried about the state of the NBA right now? I'm telling you about some crazy stuff this is happening. You worried about the state of
NBA, man. That's what you want me to do. What do you want me to do?
I mean,
we could talk about the NFL, man. The Eagles won. That was great.
Yeah, I guess.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
They finally got a ring and shit. Woo-hoo. Yeah. I know a lot of people.
They definitely won.
A lot of people were salty. A lot of people were salty for a lot of different reasons having to do with that Super Bowl. I know you were talking about how you were salty. Well, not really salty, but.
I was, my thing about the Super Bowl, I liked the whole game. It was great. The two things that, the highlight for me of that whole thing, the highlight, the thing I was like, wow, that's amazing, was Kevin Hart trying to get in where they were at and the security was blocking them off. That just lets you know that no matter no matter how powerful he is celebrity wise, they were like, yo, fuck it.
Well, Kevin Hart was coming smacked. In here. Did you see when he got on the TV and started trying to say something and he cursed and had to put down the mic and he was like, ooh.
Yeah, he was drunk. But yeah, it was. That was definitely the highlight for me. And the worst thing was Justin Timberlake. Man. Justin Timberlake was out there
again.
Oh, man, give that man a flush.
I'm just giving you a flush just cause.
Yo, that album too. Flush that too. That album. He actually said that album. You know, he didn't make it for people to listen to it. He did it for himself. If you're going to make an album for yourself, man, keep it for yourself. I ain't trying to hear this trash.
Somebody should have told him no. Like, you know, where are your real friends at?
No, I'm really surprised Timbaland ain't tell him no. Pharrell ain't tell him no. For, you know what? For you to... All right, here's the thing that a lot of people don't know. I mean, music people do know. It ain't just Pharrell that's the Neptunes. It's Pharrell and Chad Hugo. But Pharrell makes 99% of the beats, right? And if you bring Chad out, you're going to get the best Neptune beat you ever had. They brought Chad out for this fucking album. The album was trash.
The album was trash.
Yeah. You bring Chad out. Like, when the last time I heard Chad brought out was a Lupe Fiasco song, I'm Beaming. But that beat, because you could tell which part Pharrell does. Pharrell does like the regular hip hop shit. And I don't know what Chad Hugo's on, man. He does some extra simps and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It was tough. That beat was tough. But yeah, if you bring Chad Hugo
that's
out
before
and you have a trash ass album.
Trash, he gets another flush for that. Speaking of Lupe Fiasco, shout out to him because it's his birthday today.
Oh shit, 36.
Happy birthday to him. And happy birthday to Ice-T too. It's his birthday too today.
He's 60, yeah. Ice T is 60. That's crazy. Wow. That nigga's still on SVU, man. That nigga
ain't
gonna
retire. He's trying to get that
moolah. He's the only nigga. He's gonna be the only rapper that really get a pension.
Like SVU. The only rapper that really get a pension. Did he don't count?
Yo, man, that nigga. Puff's amazing, I think. I think Puff's a black superhero. The only thing that I've been like nowadays, I love that interview he did with Fabulous and Jada Kiss on Drink
Champs. Shout out to Drink Champs for real.
Yeah, I wish I could be on that because that looks fire. But yo, he was talking to Fab and he's like, "Yo, Fab, yo, how can you never party with me?" And Fab's like, "What do you mean? I party with you." He goes, "Yeah. But you don't party with me." And that instantly, the way everybody was interpreting that was that it was homosexual. So just that interpretation alone just kills me. It just, like, what you mean? I partied with you last weekend. He's like, yeah, but you never party with me. Like, yo,
what
the
fuck,
nigga?
I kind of see what he's saying. Like, you never let loose. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you fab, but you not fab.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you not the fab everybody's talking about. Like, I get the bougie fab when you come through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Party.
I feel him. Every time he says something, I was about to say some plausible shit. I was about to say every time he opens his mouth, niggas try and say he's gay. But every time he says something for real.
Puff? Puff, I think Puff, not that anything's wrong with homosexuality or anything like that. I don't know if he is. I don't care if he is or not, but I think Puff plays around with that because he knows people are going to say that regardless. You know? Because, like, he was drunk and he's calling Noriega daddy. Like, obviously, at the same time, Puffy made that. He didn't make the show, but that show was broadcast on his television.
That's what channel. Made me gay. At least he wasn't like Wayne and fucking
no.
And Bert.
He was. I don't think he gay at all. But if he is, more power to him. But I think he was just bigging up somebody that works for him. Like, you gotta look at it. Puffy is the reason why they were sitting around that table. There was mics on their hands. There was people behind those cameras. That was Puff. But at the same time, he respects the creativity of Noriega to the point where he calls him daddy. Like, this is you. This
I don't know. It's something about a grown man calling another grown man daddy. That's like, that goes back to fucking, what comedy was that? I can't remember who said it. It was like, what I look like calling another grown man delicious.
Call me delicious. I'm a grown ass man, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things just shouldn't roll off the tongue for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't call another man daddy. I don't care. Unless he's your actual father, your biological, you shouldn't call another man daddy. I'm sorry. That's going to get a flush from me. That's just going to get a flush. I don't care what rationalize it. At the end of the day, I can understand why they call him love. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that being gay is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But you can't just go around calling other men daddy. That's like you walking up calling another man baby.
I mean, Lil Wayne does that.
Yeah, but Lil Wayne was also kissing a man on the mouth.
Yeah, that's Black Mafia. Nah, Black Mafia man, shit, man. Yeah.
He's getting that's a flush. And for people who don't realize that happened, you getting a flush too. Don't even act like I picked that shit up.
Yo.
Google is your friend, bro. Shit.
Wow. Okay. Speaking of, since we're still in Black History Month, which is the most
any of that prominent month associated with Black History.
Mistakes, all history, because I already forgot what we're talking about. It's all history. Yo, Chris Rock dropped the comedy special.
I don't know if I want you to spoil it. Well, you Tambourine. Got to come by now.
I didn't get to watch it yet. I'm just mentioning it now because I am going to watch it.
Maybe we should do a quick follow up like tomorrow or something. I don't know if we could schedule that, but when you going to watch it?
I'll probably watch it tomorrow morning. Chris Rock's doing good, man. I like that guy. I hope they dropped the comedy special him and Dave did together on stage. They both were on stage for a well-documented time because he brought Dave out like as a special guest. And Dave was just supposed to do a quick 5-minute segue, but it led to an over an hour thing where they actually had two comedic icons doing a show together, which I don't know if that's ever been done before. Maybe it has, like little stand-up comedians, but these are Black prominent comedians. And speaking about Dave Chappelle, while we're here, Faison Love said ain't no niggas was checking for Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle's a coon, buffoon. Only people laugh at his jokes
say,
white
when
people.
When did Faison Love come out of his mouth Faison and say Love. Some shit like that?
Yeah, it was on I want to say it's the Breakfast Club. He said, ain't nobody, because he was upset about Monique not getting this Netflix bag. A lot of people upset. And what you got to look at, they giving every fucking comedian a special. And all these comedians is coming with bags of money. Now, I don't know if they got offered. I mean, most of them got offered more money than Monique. But ain't nobody checking for Monique. Come on, man. I'm gonna do this again.
At the end of the day, though, I know everybody get one because D-Ray Davis got one. Not to say that he's not funny at all, but he's always, like, featured on somebody's show. I've never seen him be.
Cat Williams
get a got new one
recently. He just dropped a new
where
one.
The hell he just crawled back from because, like, previous to this, he was in the news for all kinds of crazy shit.
Man, I remember when that little kid punched him. Yeah, look at punching.
He was going out with a fucking Hazel E from fucking. I hope that wasn't real because that goes on your record, sir. Like, but you was doing a lot of questionable shit. So I'm going to blame it on the coke, real shit. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, I miss him when he was Money Mike, man. When he had the long perm hair and he was just making money, he was great. I think he was I think it's Pimpin'. That was my favorite one, the one he did in ATL and all the rappers out there. I don't know. I think his comedy got dated. You know what I mean? I really don't think Kevin Hart's that funny, to tell you the truth. I know he is funny, but if you look at it, he's always playing the same character.
That's because of branding. No, I feel as though now he's stuck in I think
there's no versatility.
In that one place, and he, in order to flourish and stay where he's at and be comfortable, he's going to have to stay in that one place for a certain amount of time. Yeah. I feel like everybody kind of...
He's got to be short. He's got to scream. He's got to, you know, he's got to act confused. He's got to...
It's him the whole time. I mean, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. However, yeah, sometimes you got to play that role to get that bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even Marlon Wayans is dropping a comedy special. I forgot
about
that.
Well, can he get a bag? Like, when's the last time you seen one of the Wayans do any fucking thing?
He already got it. Netflix, I think it's the end of the month they're putting it up. Marlon Wayans, I want to say it's called Requiem of a Dream. But he played a serious role or some shit. And that just let me know. Like, I like when they could step out of their comfort zone. Like, a comedian can actually act. And I think he was great. I think he would have been good in the Richard Pryor biopic that they were making, but they chose Mike Epps. And I'm still waiting on that. I'm waiting on that biopic.
What the hell did you say? Biopic? You know what I mean? Is it biopic?
Yeah. The one with him. Fuck it. Biopic? I could have sworn it was biopic.
Like, yo, they getting surgery?
Let me see. Am I fucking up? Is it biopic,
like,
for real?
Biopic, my guy. It has to be. Because you sounded like you about to go through surgery, son.
Let me see. That's why I got Siri for
it. Siri ain't going to tell you shit. Siri be confused sometimes, too.
Biopic. See? Yeah, I fucked up, man. English is the second language, bro. English is my second language, yo. Bro.
Nah. What we got in other news? Oh yeah, hold on. I'm gonna give another shout out to Drake, though, because I don't know. I think I was about to touch on it, but while he was out in Miami doing God's Plan, the music video, he gave out $1 million, and that's big because that was the budget for his actual video, and instead of, you know, spending it, he just did something, you know, real nice. You know what I'm saying? Especially because the song is called God's Plan. Like, that's real as fuck, giving it to families that were in need. He bought a car. I think he bought a couple cars. Actually, he took people's moms on shopping sprees and for pedicures and stuff like that. So that was really dope of him. Second time I'm giving Drake a shout out. I kind of like that kind of borderline made me want to be like, you know, hey, Drake, I'm sorry for being a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for that. And then I'll go back to it once I realize that it took 5 people to write fucking Diplomatic Immunity.
Oh, fucking God.
Wait, I'll give it to him right now, though. I'll give it to him right now. Champagne Poppy got it, because you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really nice. Who gives away $1 million? Like, somebody needs to just give me $1 million. Like, can you? Like, I don't even need the whole million. Can you just break me off 100,000? Like...
Yeah, I'm telling you, I could have swore Logic did the same shit.
Well, shout out to Logic if he did. I can't verify that, but if he did, shout out to you too, sir, because that's dope.
Yeah, I like Logic. Mixtape Logic was impressive. This Logic is obviously commercial, more dense than all that, but yeah, I think he was great.
Oh, did you see that people in the city was posting up missing signs? Like, missing child signs for Nicki Minaj. Did you see that? The most disrespectful thing I've seen thus far. They put up missing signs for my girl. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told y'all before, Nicki Minaj got to let this breathe a second. She got to let this breathe a second. You know what I'm saying? She can't just come back out.
You think?
Especially because she lost the right. She's down Safari right now. You know what I'm saying? Right. Who's writing that for her?
You think somebody did that as a joke, or you think it's an album rollout?
Ooh, that would be smart as fuck if it was a fucking, if it was marketing. If somebody in marketing, if Jenny in marketing thought that up, okay? If Jenny in marketing thought that up, kudos to fucking Jenny in marketing, because that would be brilliant. But if not, if it's really just the right fans now out here being sassy because all of us lovers, then damn.
She's purposely not on social media. How can you go on social media and?
Because she knows it's not her time. She knows she got to come correct now because Cardi out here spent her 1-2-1-2. I know
Cardi's done, man. I give this the last year with Cardi. I'm gonna tell you that now. This what's gonna happen? She's gonna drop a baby.
It's over. I don't even know that she's gonna be able to go on tour on the whole tour with Bruno Mars because they said she's like 4 months pregnant already.
Yeah, but what can you, when you go on tour with somebody, you need more than 5-6 records. You need something. They can't play Finesse Remix 10 times in a row, have her do Bodak Yellow and shit, have her do the Motorsport verse, you know, have her do her mixtape shit. They kick you.
Nah, she got at least 4 songs, right?
Come on.
She got at least
4 nobody one.
She don't have 4 songs? Cardi got 4 songs.
Where does she have 4 songs? I know she had the mixtapes, and I don't know anything about the mixtapes, but I've never heard anything. I've never heard anything about them. I know, you know, the Bodak Yellow. Motorsport.
Finesse. There's another joint. So she has a reggae joint that people don't even know about like that, but she doesn't have a...
Oh, the Spanish.
Nah,
shit.
An actual reggae joint. I don't know. There's another young lady on there. I don't know her name. I'm not gonna act like I know her name, but I heard it like a couple times. I don't know that I actually heard it on the radio. I think somebody was playing it. But yeah, she does have a reggae joint. Cause you know she's I forget what she is. Is she Trini? I think Cardi B's Trini too. Trini. Huh?
She's Dominican.
No, but she's I think she's Trini or something too though.
She might claim that, but I think she's Dominican.
Don't be trying to get at my Cardi.
No, I'm telling you. I'm just giving you facts. I'm giving you straight facts, man. You know
every woman this year.
I'll tell you what.
But rest in peace to Whitney while I'm on I'm Every Woman, because it's been 6 years as of, I want to say this weekend, that she passed away. So RIP to Whitney real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you what. Cardi B, it's right now, obviously, it's always a big competitive market when it comes to female lyricism in the rap genre. Nobody can just flourish. It's always who's number one. There's no number two. So obviously Nicki is, you know, everybody's saying Nicki's on the back burner right now. But I remember, I don't know what year it was, but I know Nicki didn't even drop an album yet, or she was going to. And Lil' Kim felt salty some way that she was supposed to pay homage and all that. And she finished Lil' Kim's career with half a bar. Now, when I'm done saying this, if you want to put that track in, edit it out. But I know she said... It's a tragedy. First name and last name Raggedy. She killed her. Killed her with that.
All I know is Lil' Kim came out with that song a couple months ago, and the beat was fire. I can't even tell you what the song name was. Maybe I should look that up real quick. However, I was pissed off that was just, whatever she was saying was a waste of a beat. It was the waste. It was a waste. And then shit was fire. What's that song called? Yeah. Damn. See, you didn't hear it?
I wish Missy. Yeah, I heard it. I wish Missy Elliott would come back, yo.
Missy needs to come back. I miss Missy Elliott. I know she's been fighting a lot and going through a lot. Because you know she has I forget what it is. I want to say she has lupus, but I feel like that's incorrect.
Yeah, I think it's incorrect too.
What is she, or was it Graves' disease? She has something to that nature, but I know she's been looking really thin and really, you know what I'm saying, fit. For real, she looked like, you know what I'm saying, black don't crack. understand, like, shout out to Missy. I hope she does come out with something new though, because I miss the days of hearing her beats and shit and just hearing like what she had to say and those weird ass noises that she made that everybody would try and sing in the car and always get fucked up. Like, I want some of those back. Like,
old Missy, try to maintain. Missy's so hot, I'm from VEA. The car that I drive be Ferrari. My clique is so thick in the buzz, they be hollering and whistling at me like, damn, babe. Man, I'm 3,000, I'm 100. Roll up in the beans, looking like a teen stack. When I rock, make it bop in my car, and it bang, 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 like, go, blah, blah, blah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can I get some of that vibe? Like, I miss Missy.
Yeah.
Speaking of internet, Tiger's out here acting crazy. He's trying to stay fucking relevant. Because of course he just dropped an album that nobody's known about. What's how you say that shit? Kyoto? Yeah, Kyoto? It's called Kyoto. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should look that up. I ain't even listen to that shit.
Singing on the album. He's trying something different. I haven't listened to the only song I like from Tiger. Was with Ty Dolla $ign, and it was on the last album. They sampled that Biggie song. With 112. Dun 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 dun. I thought I told you that we don't stop. I thought I told you that we don't stop. They sampled that shit, and it was tough. You know what? I wasn't listening to Tiger.
You know. Nah. However, basically he out here trying to stay relevant, talking about he wants Kylie to give him a paternity test because he feels as though the baby she just had might be his kid. So I'm gonna give a flush to that. And then I'm also gonna give a flush to fucking Kylie and Travis Scott for naming their kid fucking Stormy Webster. What kind of porn star name did you just name your child?
I love that nigga. That nigga, I think he's very underrated. Well, he's not underrated. People like Travis Scott, but I think he should, his ability to make music, he shouldn't stay making music with like Migos and all that. I think he should.
Something about Travis Scott just rubbed me the wrong way. I don't really listen to him at all. I think it's just because I had caught an interview of him basically saying that he doesn't do it for the music. He does it for the money kind of thing. Like, he's not.
I mean, he wouldn't do it for
But the I'm money. Saying, though, but he was basically making it sound like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your passion, when your passion becomes a career, it's instantly because of the money. Not these rappers out here, they're not going. That's why they can never maintain or chase that best album that they have. And usually the best album they have is the first one, but that's not always the case. Sometimes they come back with something else. But that's why they always come back and try to make it part two of their best album, because they know marketing-wise it's going to sell. It's going to make everybody think that it's going to be to that level and it's going to be subpar. You know, it's not going to go anywhere. Eminem did it. Fucking Eminem. He did the River video.
Sigh about it first.
Nah, man. You got to look at Eminem. Eminem, man. I still hold him in high regard as a lyricism, as lyricist. I think right now, he should talk to Royce da 5'9" and do another Bad Meets Evil album, because it's just sad. It's sad. Somebody of his caliber, his album shouldn't get that poor reviews. And he can't go back to doing what he was doing. He can't go back to bashing gays and all that. He can't. There's no way. It's a different climate nowadays. you start bashing the gays, it's gonna be worse nowadays. That they'll blackball them out of everything, you know.
Poor M.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up, man. It is fucked up. I don't know. Let me see. What we got?
I mean,
we got
besides that, talk about fucked up. So, Escape, y'all remember Escape from back in the day with Candy and Tiny and them. And Candy had basically said that she doesn't want to produce music with them. She doesn't want to tour with them because, of course, as you know, she's on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Said that too fast. And, you know, she has a clothing line for her son. You know, she does other things on the side. She produces music for other people, of course. And she didn't want to tour with them. So the three ladies that were left, they were basically saying that they're changing the name to Escape 3. And I don't know. I just thought that shit was bogus. Because the only reason why y'all doing that shit is because y'all don't want to get sued by Candy for using the name. Why didn't y'all just change the name to something fucking different? Escape 3.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't. I think when a group reaches that level and they haven't made records or anything in over a decade, they gotta stop. You know what I mean? Like, flush to all of them, flush Tiny, over flush Candy.
I don't know what they thought to do. Yeah, I mean, T.I. should be helping in that process, but I hope it ain't garbage.
Flush all of them. Flush them. I was listening to SWV the other day, and I was like, yo, you know what? These black women, man. Like, there's no music like that nowadays. It's
there
crazy.
There's no music like flush that. Flush them, too. I get so weak.
Yeah, I was listening to that. It's crazy. Okay. You know what I mean? It's,
y'all don't want to talk about it, because we don't have no... I mean, we do, but we don't. But we don't have no more, like, Aaliyahs. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to find another Aaliyah, you're not gonna find another Tamia. You're not gonna find
what you mean by Aaliyah. See, now I know this is an unspoken popular opinion of mine. I don't think Aaliyah was that great.
How dare you?
I don't think you're stuck in the folklore of, you know, if somebody died before their time and let's hold the music
in
high regard.
I didn't even see Aaliyah last show. This is my first time mentioning Aaliyah, actually.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think Aaliyah was that great. I don't think Aaliyah...
What? I
love
Aaliyah since Letter.
I know it's Aaliyah might have changed or created a wave where women were able to sing on those types of beats and all that, but I don't think she was that great. I think she started to become good with that Rock the Boat, and all that. Like, she became,
how can you deny Rock the Boat?
Yeah, I think she was getting into her character. But before that, when she was with R. Kelly getting pissed on,
but you didn't like Are You 15, That Somebody? Like, Are You That Somebody was tough.
That was a tough song, but what, in what regard? Like, what does it hold right now?
What do you mean?
Like, it's not a ballad. It's not
right now. I feel like she would still be popping. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't
know.
What?
Oh my god! Because people evolve over time. You know what I'm saying? Like, she could. Like, I feel like if Aaliyah was still around, Beyonce wouldn't have been as Beyonce as Beyonce is. You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce would have washed her. Right? Beyonce was already heading for the wash game. She dropped the whole Destiny Child. She was getting ready to wash everybody. Aaliyah could never be anything near Beyonce. Aaliyah wouldn't be able to be Kelly Rowland. You know, man. God
one
bless the
million,
dead and all that, but
like, never no
you're
more,
just holding
like...
on. How come, if Aaliyah is so prominent, how come nobody, you know, has a little tribute
they
for her or
little,
anything in her nature?
Like on the radio and stuff, but like...
Okay, on the radio, but you never see on the record shows or the Grammys.
Well, they need to do a biopic of her. They need to do something of her.
They did. They had some Lifetime movie.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was trash.
They need to redo it. That's what the problem. That's why I forgot about it, because they did.
How can you, if somebody makes your the biopic, right? When they do that, and it doesn't matter. When they do that, it doesn't matter the person, because it's always somebody that's high publicized. They did that for Jimi Hendrix, but they couldn't use any Jimi Hendrix songs because of licensing. So the trash movie, that was trash.
What's for that?
Aaliyah's, I don't know who the actress was, but that was trash. It was a Lifetime movie, you know? They're obviously going to eventually make a Prince and a Michael Jackson and all that. But if Aaliyah was so influential, you think she would get mentioned more than others. They still mention Whitney. They still, you know, Whitney's records are still bumping. Aaliyah, her music died with her. And the reason why I say that is that if you look on any streaming platforms, you're not going to be able to find an Aaliyah album.
I think that's because of the licensing, though. I think
not even the licensing. The record label was absorbed into something else, so they lost all rights to the music. The whole family lost. They can only get paid from record sales, like actually selling in the store. They can't get paid for streaming, so that's why it's not available for streaming.
Well, you know what, y'all? I don't know what to say about that. However, Aaliyah was the fucking one. I don't care what you have to say about it. Don't spoil my idea. Aaliyah this was is like trash, talking bro. About Cardi B with me right now. Like, you can't.
Aaliyah was trash, bro. Oh my God. Aaliyah was trash. We should have a poll. After this podcast, we should have a poll on the podcast and say, was Aaliyah trash? Aaliyah was trash.
I hope somebody
man.
Steps on your big toe.
Aaliyah was trash. Aaliyah was only popping with Dame when she was around Dame and Jay. Aaliyah was trash, bro.
That's fucked up. I don't even know what else to say to you today.
Aaliyah was trash. I mean, you hate to hear. You can't. You're saying songs like Four Page Letter, One in a Million, or You Got Somebody. You don't have. You can't give me 15 songs of Aaliyah that is held in high regard. Still to this day, you can't.
But it's I don't know why. I don't know. But at the same time, people's mentality is fucking Gucci Gang. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't listen to fucking R&B like people used to listen to R&B. It's not the same feel. It's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. People who do listen to R&B still will probably say, oh, they still love Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? But people that don't, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But there are Aaliyah tracks that are popping, and you can't tell me. No, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. You can't tell me otherwise. tell me otherwise. But anyway,
while we still talking about dead singers, Whitney Houston, like you said, was, you know, her anniversary, deaf anniversary. Was it deaf anniversary or was it her birthday? Gonna be the last weekend if she was still alive.
It was her death anniversary.
Death anniversary. All right. Well, I remember. Fun fact. And if you want to Google it, she sang the national anthem. I want to say it was at a baseball game, and it was so powerful, and everybody was like, "Oh my God," she was going crazy. It was lip sync. She lip synced that whole performance. But how good she was. You would not know that unless, obviously, it was revealed years later. But you would not know that. Like, if you listen to it, you'd be like, how is this lip sync?
You're going to hell.
She was great. She was great. shit. I think we're done for the day, man.
Yeah, I was about to say what else you got. I mean, the only thing else I want to say is that Dwayne Wade and Chance the Rapper are about to produce a basketball documentary, which I think is dope. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shout out to Chance the Rapper just because he's always fucking dope. He has a joint with Daniel Caesar that I like at this moment. I can't remember the name of the song. However, if you Google it, YouTube it, Chance the Rapper and Daniel Caesar, you'll find it. Also, if you don't know who the fuck Daniel Caesar is, find him because he's dope. But, you know, other than that, I mean, Adrian Broner was arrested in Atlanta for grabbing somebody by the pussy by accident. How you do that by accident? I don't know. He was arrested like 2-3 days ago for that, which is kind of crazy because it's like you think somebody of his stature, somebody, well, not his stature, but somebody that rich would, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you even have to stoop that low? Like, why you couldn't even, that's all you got? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is it me? Yeah. I'm going to get fucked back because he done lost his fucking mind.
Well,
he tried. That was Trumpism right again. There.
Once again, it's been a wonderful episode of The Flush Hour. I am Kane, your host or co-host, a special guest, or whatever you want to say. I am Kane, and you are
Berber Grit. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. This man right here, he be giving y'all some crazy names. My name is BURBRY_BRIT on Instagram. Follow me. Sometimes I follow back. I can't follow all y'all. I'm sorry. But sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I must bid you adieu.
Have a good night, y'all.
Good. Nice. Bad.
The kids with astonishment while I'm on punishment, watching the summer come close to an end. After 20 years in, I'm so naive, I was under the impression that everyone wrote their own verses. It's coming back different, and yeah, that shit hurts me. I'm humming and whistling to those not deserving. I stumbled and lived every word. Was I working just way too hard?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.